The next word is delay. English. We will delay the meeting until next week. Punjabi. Asi meeting agle hafte tak mulatavi karage. Breakdown. Asi. We, subject pronoun. Meeting. Meeting, object. Agle. Next, adjective. Hafte. Week, object. Tak. Until, preposition. Mulatavi. Delay, verb. Karage. Will do, future tense. Key concepts. Subject verb agreement. The verb. Karage. Agrees with the plural subject. Asi. Prepositional phrase. Agale hafate tak. Modifies the verb. Mulatavi. Indicating the time until which the meeting will be delayed. Translation. We will delay the meeting until next week. The next word is insurance. English. The insurance policy covers all risks. Punjabi. Bima pati sabnak sanu dakti hai. Breakdown. Bima. Bima. Means insurance. Pati. Pat Thai. Means policy, literally, paper. Sab. Sab. Means all. Nuksan. Nuksan. Means damage, loss. Dakdi. Dihakdi. Is the present continuous tense of the verb, to cover. Key concepts. Gender agreement. In Punjabi, adjectives and verbs agree with the gender of the noun they modify. In this sentence, pati is feminine, so the verb dakdi is also feminine. This is a common feature of South Asian languages. Postpositions. Punjabi uses postpositions instead of prepositions. The word nu means to, but it comes after the noun it modifies, in this case, nuksan. This sentence is a good example of the basic structure of Punjabi sentences. Subject verb object. The next word is nurse. English. The nurse is taking care of the patient. Punjabi. Nurse mareez di dekhbhal kar rahi hai. Breakdown. Nurse. Naz. Means nurse in Punjabi. Mariz. MMRI lengthened Z. Means patient in Punjabi. DI lengthened. Means of the, or the, and is a possessive marker. It indicates that the patient belongs to someone, or something. Dekhbhal. D-E lengthened K-B-H-A lengthened L. Means, care, in Punjabi. Kar. Kar. Means, to do, or, to make. Rahi. R-A, lengthened, H-I, lengthened. Means, is, and is a present continuous tense marker. It indicates that the action is ongoing. The final. Hair. Is left off as it is understood in the context of the sentence. Key concepts. Possessive markers. The possessive marker. D. Is used to show possession. Present continuous tense. The present continuous tense is formed using the verb kar, followed by the present participle of the main verb, in this case, rahi. Word order. In Punjabi, the word order is generally subject-verb-object. The next word is divide. English. The teacher divided the students into four groups. Punjabi. Hindi A, Hindi B, Hindi Palant, Hindi Y, Hindi A, Pakane Vidyaratiyanu Char Samuha Vishvandiya. Breakdown. Hindi A, Hindi B, Hindi Palant, Hindi Y, Hindi A, Hindi Paka. Teacher. Ne. As used with a subject and verb to indicate the subject performed the action. Vidyaratiya. Students, plural. Nu. /4, used with the indirect object. Char. 4. Samuha. Groups, plural. Vich. /within. Vandiya. Divided, past tense. Key concepts. Ne. This article is used with a subject and verb to indicate that the subject performed the action. It is similar to the English, as. Nu. This article is used to indicate the indirect object of a verb. It is similar to the English, to, or, for. Punjabi words often have different forms depending on their grammatical role in the sentence, for example, singular vs plural. For example, Vidyarati is singular for student, but Vidyaratiya is plural. English. The teacher divided the students into four groups. Punjabi. Hindi A, Hindi B, Hindi Palant, Hindi Y, Hindi A, Hindi Pakane Vidyaratiyanu Char Samuha Vishvandiya. The next word is length. English. The length of this road is 5 kilometers. Punjabi. Is Sarak Di Lambai 5 kilometer hai. Breakdown. Is. This demonstrative pronoun. Sarak. Road, noun. The. Of possessive particle indicates belonging to the road. Lambai. Length, noun. Panj. 5, numeral. Kilometer. Kilometers, noun. He. Is copular verb. Connects subject and predicate. Key concepts. Possessive particle. The. Is used to show possession, similar to, of, in English. Copular verb. He. Acts as a linking verb, connecting the subject. Lambai. With the predicate. 5 kilometer. English. The length of this road is 5 kilometers. Punjabi. Is Sarak Di Lambai 5 kilometer hai. The next word is investigation. English. The police are investigating the case. Punjabi. Police is mamle di jaanch kar rahi hai. Breakdown. Police. Police. Is. This refers to the case. Mamale. Case, here, the masculine gender is used because. Mamala. Is a masculine word. The. Of possessive particle for the case. Jaanch. Investigation. Kar. To do. Rahi. Is. Present continuous tense, feminine singular. He. Is present tense, singular. Key concepts. Gender. In Punjabi, nouns are either masculine or feminine. The gender of a noun determines the form of the adjectives, pronouns, and verbs that modify it. Tense. Punjabi uses a system of particles to express different tenses. Here, we see the present continuous tense. Rahi. And the present tense. Ha. Possessive particle. The possessive particle. The. Indicates that the case belongs to the police. English. The police are investigating the case. Punjabi. Police is marmalade jaach kar rahi hai. The next word is part. English. He is part of the team. Punjabi. Oh team da hissa hai. Breakdown. Oh. He, she, it, pronoun, subject of the sentence. Team. Team, noun, object of the preposition. The. Of, possessive particle, showing possession. Hissa. Part, noun, object of the preposition. Hair. Is, copula verb. Key concepts. The. Is a possessive particle, similar to, of, in English. It connects the noun, team, to the noun, part. This sentence uses the copula verb. Hair. To link the subject, he, to the predicative noun phrase. Team the hissa. Translation. He is part of the team. The next word is package. English. He brought a package of cookies. Punjabi. A sneak cookies da high packet high layer. Breakdown. High, us, high, is the third person singular pronoun for he. High, ni, high, indicates the subject is performing an action. High, cookies, high, is the plural form of cookie in Punjabi. High, da, high, is the possessive particle that means of. High, packet, high, means package or packet in Punjabi. High, layer, high, is the past tense of the verb to take or to bring in Punjabi. Key concept. The use of high, da, high is important to understand the possessive nature of the package. It clarifies that the package belongs to the cookies. English. He brought a package of cookies. Punjabi. A sneak cookies da, high, packet, high, layer. The next word is somewhere. English. He lives somewhere in Punjab. Punjabi. Oh Punjab vich kithe rahinda hai. Breakdown. Oh. He. Punjab. Punjab. Vich. In. Kithe. Somewhere. Rahinda. Lives, masculine singular. Hair. Is. Key concepts. Kithe. Is used to indicate an unspecified location. The. Which. In. Is used to indicate that someone lives within a region. This is a simple sentence that combines a subject, verb, and a prepositional phrase to indicate location. The next word is expand. English. The book expands on the history of the region. Punjabi. Kitab is kitar de itihas bare visatar nal dasadi hai. Breakdown. Kitab. Kitab. Book. Is. Is. This refers to the region. Kater. Kater. Region. The. Of possessive particle. Itihas. Itihas. History. Bari. Bear. About. Visatar. Visar. Expansion, detail. Null. Null. With. Dasadi hai. nasty high. Tells, feminine form of the verb, referring to the book. Key concepts. Gender in Punjabi. Punjabi verbs have different forms depending on the gender of the subject. Here, the verb dasadi hai. Nasty high is in the feminine form because the subject is kitab. Kitab, which is feminine. Postpositions. Punjabi uses postpositions instead of prepositions. For example, instead of about the history, we use itihas bari. Itihas bare, where? Bari. Bare acts as a postposition. Word order. The sentence structure is similar to English, with the subject kitab, followed by the verb dasadi hai, and then the object iske parde itihas bare visatar. English. The book expands on the history of the region. The next word is commit. English. He committed a crime. Punjabi. Usne jurm kiya. Breakdown. Usne. This is the subject pronoun, he, in the third person singular. Jurm. This is the noun, crime, in Punjabi. Notice how the ending vowel of the word changes when it is in the singular. Kita. This is the past tense verb, did, in Punjabi. Note how it is inflected to match the third person singular subject, he. Key concepts. In Punjabi, nouns and verbs are inflected to match the person and number of the subject. So in this case, the verb kita has to agree with the third person singular subject. Usane. English. He committed a crime. Punjabi. Usane juram kita. The next word is jump. English. He jumped over the fence. Punjabi. Usane kit di var to chal mari. Breakdown. Usane. This is a contraction of usane, which means he in the past tense. It is used for masculine subjects. Kit. This means field and is a common word. The. This means of or the, and it is the possessive particle that goes before a noun. This word is very important in Punjabi and can be tricky, but it's essential to master it. Var. This means fence and is a useful word to know. Do. This means from and is a postposition that is used after a noun or pronoun. Chal. This means jump or leap. Mari. This is the past tense of the verb marana, which means to hit or to do, like I did a jump. It's a very common verb. In Punjabi, the order of the words in a sentence is very flexible. This sentence can also be written as Uthane chal mari kit di varto. This means the same thing, but the order of the words is different. Here's a mnemonic to help you remember the word var. Colon, imagine a warehouse with an all red door. The next word is weapon. English. He used a weapon to defend himself. Punjabi. Usane apna bachaa karan lai hathiyar varatiya. Breakdown. Usane. This is a combination of the third person singular pronoun uth, he, and the past tense marker ne. It means he in the past tense. Apna. This is the possessive pronoun meaning his or his own. Bachaa. This is the noun meaning defense. Karan. This is the infinitive form of the verb, to do. Lai. This is a preposition meaning, for. 30R. This is the noun meaning, weapon. Vagatina. This is the past tense of the verb. Vagatana. Meaning, to use. Key concepts. Possessive pronouns. Apana. Is a key concept to master in Punjabi. It shows that something belongs to the subject of the sentence. Infinitive form. The infinitive form of verbs like Karan is very common in Punjabi. It indicates the purpose or reason for an action. Past tense markers. Punjabi verbs change depending on the tense. You will see a lot of past tense markers like Ne. English. He used a weapon to defend himself. Punjabi. Usane apana bacha karan lai hatiyar vagatiyar. The next word is relatively. English. He is relatively tall. Punjabi. Ukafi lanma hai. Breakdown. He. Subject pronoun. Kafi. Quite. Relatively. Adverb. Lanma. Tall. Adjective. Hair. Is. Present tense verb. Key concept. Punjabi uses adverbs to modify adjectives in a similar way to English. Kafi. Modifies the adjective. Lanma. Indicating that the person is tall in comparison to others. English. He is relatively tall. Punjabi. Ukafi lanma hai. The next word is toast. English. The host welcomed us warmly. Punjabi. Mezaban ne sada garam joshi nal swagat kita. Breakdown. Mezaban. This is the Punjabi word for host or hostess. It is a noun. Ne. This is the third person singular past tense marker for verbs in Punjabi. It is similar to the English did, or has, or have. Saga. This is the Punjabi word for our, or us. It is a possessive pronoun. Garam Joshi. This is the Punjabi word for warmth, or hospitality. It is a noun. Nal. This is the Punjabi word for with. It is a preposition. Swagat. This is the Punjabi word for welcome. It is a noun. Kita. This is the past tense of the verb to do in Punjabi. Key concepts. Punjabi is an SOV, subject-object verb, language, so the sentence structure is different than English. The subject. Mezaban. Comes first, followed by the object. Saga. And then the verb. Kita. Punjabi has a number of grammatical markers that are used to indicate tense, person, and number. This is different than English, which uses auxiliary verbs to indicate these things. English. The host welcomed us warmly. Punjabi. Mezaban ne sada garam joshi nal swagat kita. The next word is winter. English. The winter is very cold. Punjabi. Sagadi mahut tandi hoodi hai. Breakdown. Sagadi. Sadi, winter. Mahut. Mahat, very. Tandi. Tandi, cold. Hoodi hai. Hundi hai is feminine singular. Key concepts. Gender agreement. In Punjabi, adjectives and verbs agree in gender with the noun they modify. Here, Tandi. Tandi is feminine because it modifies the feminine noun. Sadi. Sadi. Verb conjugation. The verb to be. Huda. Slash. Hudi. Slash. Hudi. Changes form depending on the gender and number of the subject. Here, the verb is Hudi hai. Hundi hai, because the subject Sadi. Sadi is feminine singular. English translation. The winter is very cold. Punjabi translation. Sadi Bahut Tandi Hudi hai. The next word is point. English. The teacher pointed to the student. Punjabi. Adiapak ne vidyagati vali shagakita. Breakdown. Adiapak. Adhiapak. Teacher, masculine. Ne. Ni. Marker of the subject. Signifies the subject performed the action. Can be translated as Vidyagati. Vidyarthi. Student, masculine. Val. Vol. Towards. Ishara. Ishara. Point, gesture. Kita. Kita. Did. The sentence literally means, the teacher has towards the student point did. It's a typical structure in Punjabi, where the subject is followed by the action. Notice that the object, student, comes after the preposition, towards, instead of before it like in English. Key concepts. The use of ne. To mark the subject performing the action is a crucial aspect of Punjabi grammar. It helps determine the subject in a sentence, and allows for a more flexible word order compared to English. The next word is district. English. He lives in the district of Ludhiana. Punjabi. Uh, Ludhiana de Zilhe Vichrahida hai. Breakdown. Uh. This is the third person singular pronoun, meaning, he. Ludhiana. This is the name of the city, Ludhiana. De. This is the possessive marker, meaning, of. Siharilhe. This is the word for, district. Vich. This is the preposition meaning, in. Rahida. This is the present continuous tense of the verb, to live. He. This is the ending particle of the sentence, indicating that it is a statement. Key concepts. Possessive marker. The. The. Marker indicates possession in Punjabi. The use of the. The. Marker follows the pattern of. Name of object. The. Item possessed. So in the sentence. Ludhiana. Is the name of the object, city, and Siharilhe is the item possessed, district. Prepositional phrases. The sentence uses the prepositional phrase which Siharilhe. In Punjabi, the prepositional phrase follows the pattern of preposition, object of the preposition, present continuous tense, the verb Rahida is in the present continuous tense. The present continuous tense in Punjabi is formed by adding the suffix da to the verb. Translation. He lives in the district of Ludhiana. The next word is broad. English. The river is broad. Punjabi. Nawa akari ki zero di akari. E zero D I high. Breakdown. Na This is the word for river. Wa a k I p zero v a k I p zero v I. This means broad or wide. It is the feminine form of the adjective and agrees with the feminine noun. Na. High. This is the present tense form of the verb to be for the third person singular, feminine. English. The river is broad. The next word is tire. English. I am tired. Punjabi. Menu takavat ho rahi hai. Breakdown. Menu. This is the dative form of the pronoun. Me. I, in Punjabi, and means, to me, or, for me. Takavat. This is the noun for, tiredness. Ho. This is the present tense of the verb, to be. Rahi. This is the present continuous tense of the verb, to be. He. This is the singular present tense form of the verb, to be. Key concepts. The sentence uses the dative case of the pronoun to emphasize the effect of the tiredness on the speaker. The use of the present continuous tense emphasizes the ongoing nature of the tiredness. English. I am tired. Punjabi. Menu takavat ho rahi hai. The next word is spring. English. Spring is a beautiful time of year. Punjabi. Basant da mausam bahut sundar hunda hai. Breakdown. Basant. Basant. Spring, this is the word for the season. Da. Da. Of, possessive marker, like, S in English. Mausam. Mausam. Season slash weather slash time of year. Bahut. Bahut. Very slash much. Sundar. Sundar. Beautiful. Huda hai. Hunda hai. It is present tense, masculine singular. Key concepts. This sentence uses the present tense in Punjabi. It demonstrates the use of possessive markers. The. To show ownership. The word. Mausam. Is a masculine noun, so the verb. Huda hai. Is conjugated accordingly. Memorization tip. Think of the word. Basant. As the Punjabi word for spring, and remember that Mausam means season. You can use the sentence structure to create other sentences about different seasons, for example. Garami da Mausam bahut garam hunda hai. Summer is very hot. The next word is spirit. English. The spirit of the nation is strong. Punjabi. Kaum di atma mazboot hai. Breakdown. Kaum. Equals nation. Di. Equals of possessive marker. Atma. Equals spirit. Mazboot. Equals strong. Hai. Equals is. Key concept. The possessive marker. The. Is used to show that the spirit belongs to the nation. The sentence structure is simple. Subject verb adjective. English. The spirit of the nation is strong. Punjabi. Kaum di atma mazboot hai. The next word is lunch. English. We had lunch at noon. Punjabi. Asi dupahiri khana khana. Breakdown. Asi. Asi akkarik icharik. We, subject. Dupahiri. duper higher. At noon, time adverb. Kana. Kaa, kuri, ki, char, sut, a macron. Lunch, object. Kada. Kadha. 8, past tense verb. Key concepts. Word order. Subject, time adverb, object verb. This is a common word order in Punjabi, gender agreement. The verb. Kada. Agrees with the subject. Asi. Which is plural. Tense. The past tense is indicated by the verb ending. A macron. In. Kada. Remember, this is just one way to say it. There are other ways to express this thought in Punjabi. The next word is actual. English. This is the actual book. Punjabi. Hai Gurmukhiha, Hai Asli, Hai Kitab, Hai Hai. Breakdown. Hai Gurmukhiha, Hai. This is a demonstrative pronoun, indicating this. Hai Asli, Hai. The word actual is translated as Hai Asli, Hai, which means real or genuine. Hai Kitab, Hai. The noun book is translated as Hai Kitab, Hai. Hi, hi, hi. The verb is translated as hi, hi, hi. This is the present tense of the verb to be in Punjabi. Key concepts. Demonstrative pronoun. Hi, Gurmukhiha, hi, is used to point out a specific item, in this case, this book. Noun. Hi, Kitab, hi, represents the object being discussed. Adjective. Hi, Asli, hi, modifies the noun, hi, Kitab, hi, to indicate its specific quality. Verb. Hi, hi, connects the subject and predicate of the sentence. English. This is the actual book. Punjabi. Hi, Gurmukhiha, hi, Asli, hi, Kitab, hi. The next word is pool. English. They went to the pool to swim. Punjabi. Ufana ne tera ki karan lai pool chajana si. Breakdown. Ufana. Ne. The past tense marker for the subject, which is plural, and is used to agree with the subject. Tera ki. Swimming. Karan. To do, to make. Lai. For. Pool. Pool. Cha. In. Jana. To go. See. A marker indicating that the action was intended. Key concepts. Ne. The past tense marker for the subject, which is plural, and is used to agree with the subject. When learning, you may want to think of it like, they did. Cha. This is a very common word, and is used to indicate, in. English. They went to the pool to swim. Punjabi. Ufana ne tera ki karan lai pool, cha jana si. The next word is battle. English. The two armies battled fiercely for control of the city. Punjabi. Hi, do, hi, Forjan, hi, Shaha, hi, Ti, hi, Kabza, hi, Khan, hi, Lai, hi, Bihad, hi, Jor, hi, Si, hi, Lad, hi. Breakdown. Hi, do, hi, to, hi, Forjan, hi, armies, note plural ending, hi, Shaha, hi, city. Hi, ti, hi, on, upon, preposition, hi, kabza, hi, control, fold, hi, con, hi, to do, to make, infinitive, hi, lie, hi, for, preposition, hi, bihad, hi, very, extremely, adverb, hi, jaw, hi, force, effort, used with, hi, see, hi, with, by, preposition used with, hi, jaw, hi, hi, lad, hi, battled, fought, past tense verb. Key concepts. High, t, high, is used to show location, on, upon, high, lie, high, is used to show purpose, for, high, t, high, is used with a noun that shows how something is done, with, by, high, con, high, is a common infinitive ending, and used here to show the purpose of the armies. English. The two armies battled fiercely for control of the city. Punjabi. Hi, do, hi, for John, hi, Shaha, hi, D, hi, Kabza, hi, Khan, hi, Lai, hi, Bihad, hi, Jor, hi, C, hi, Lad, hi. The next word is tradition. English. Our traditions are very important to us. Punjabi. Sadia Rita Rivaja da Sanuba Hutman hai. Breakdown. Sadia. Sadian, our, plural, feminine. Rita. Ritaren, traditions, plural, feminine. Rivaja. Rivajaren, customs, plural, masculine. Da. Da, of, masculine. Sanu. Sanu, to us. Barefoot. Bahut, very. Man. Man, pride. He. Hi, is, present tense, singular, masculine. Key concepts. The use of plural forms for the words, traditions, and, customs. For example. Rita. And. Rivaja. The use of the masculine gender for the word, pride. Man. The grammatical structure of the sentence. Subject plus possessive plus object plus verb. The next word is little. English. The little child is playing in the garden. Punjabi. Ch ho tabaka bag vich kel raha hai. Breakdown. Ch ho ta. Little, this is an adjective describing the noun. Baka. Child. Baka. Child, the subject of the sentence. Bag. Garden, the location where the action takes place. Which. In, a preposition indicating location. Kel. Play, the verb, present continuous tense. Raha. Is, the helping verb in the present continuous tense. Hi. Is, the auxiliary verb in the present continuous tense. Key concepts. Adjectives. Ch ho ta. Describes the child. Nouns. Baka. And. Bag. Are the nouns in the sentence. Prepositions. Which. Indicates location. Verbs. Kel. Play is the main verb. Tenses. The sentence uses the present continuous tense. Raha hai. English. The little child is playing in the garden. Punjabi. Ch ho tabaka bag vich kel raha hai. The next word is cash. English. He has a lot of cash. Punjabi. Ust kol bahut sara paisa hai. Breakdown. Ust. His possessive pronoun. Kol. With preposition. Bahut sara. A lot of quantifier. Paisa. Cash, money, noun. Hi. Is, verb, present tense. Key concepts. Possessive pronouns, indicate ownership. Prepositions, show the relationship between nouns, or pronouns and other words in the sentence. Quantifiers, express the amount, or quantity of something. Nouns, words that name people, places, things, or ideas. Verbs, words that describe actions, states of being, or occurrences. English, he has a lot of cash. Punjabi. Ust kol bahut sara paisa hai. The next word is hardly. English, he hardly ever comes to class. Punjabi. Uch klas vich shayid hi kadi auda hai. Breakdown. Uch. He slash she slash it. Class. Class. Vich. In. Kanaid. Maybe, perhaps, implies low probability. He. Only, just, emphasizes rarity. Kadi. Ever. Auda. Comes, present tense, masculine singular. Key concepts. The use of. Kanaid. And. He. Together conveys the rarity of the action. The word. Kadi. Further emphasizes that the action is infrequent. Remember, this sentence uses the masculine singular form of the verb. Auda. If the subject was feminine, the verb would be. Audi. The next word is award. English. He was awarded the Nobel Prize. Punjabi. Usanu Nobel Inam Ditta Gya. Usnu Nobel Inam Ditta Gya. Breakdown. Usnu. This is the dative case of the pronoun he in Punjabi, meaning to him. Nobel. This is the English word Nobel, transcribed into the Punjabi script. Inam. This word means award or prize. Ditta. This is the past participle of the verb to give, meaning given. Gaya. This is the past tense of the verb to go, but in this context it signifies that the action of giving the award was completed. The Punjabi sentence structure is different from English. In English, we would say, he was awarded the Nobel Prize, whereas in Punjabi, it translates to him Nobel Award given was. The sentence highlights the concept of the passive voice, where the receiver of the action, the person being awarded, is the subject of the sentence. It also showcases the use of the dative case in Punjabi to indicate the recipient of the action. The next word is coach. English. The coach is training the team. Punjabi. Coach team nu sikhlai de riha hai. Breakdown. Coach. Coach is the subject of the sentence. Team. Team is the object of the sentence. Nu. To is a preposition that shows the direction of the action. Sikhlai. Training is the action being performed. De. Give is a verb used in the present continuous tense. Riha. Is an auxiliary verb used to form the present continuous tense. He. Is an auxiliary verb used to form the present continuous tense. Key concepts. The present continuous tense is formed with the verb. De. Give plus. Riha. Is plus. He. Is. The preposition. Nu. To is used to show the direction of the action. English. The coach is training the team. Punjabi. Coach team nu sikhlai de riha hai. The next word is experiment. English. The scientist conducted an experiment to test the hypothesis. Punjabi. Vigyani ne parakh karan lai ek prayog kita. Breakdown. Vigyani. Vigiani. Scientist, masculine. Ne. Ni. The particle marking the subject of a verb in the past tense. Paruk. Paruk. To test. Karun. Karun. To do, to make. Lai. Lie. For. Ik. Ik. One. Prayog. Prayog. Experiment. Kita. Kita. Did, made, past tense of. Karuna. Key concepts. The Punjabi sentence structure is SOV, subject object verb, the particle. Ne. Is used to mark the subject of a verb in the past tense. The word. Karun. Is a very common verb meaning, to do, or, to make. The word. Lai. Indicates purpose. The past tense of. Karun. Is. Kita. English. The scientist conducted an experiment to test the hypothesis. Punjabi. Vigyani ne paruk karun lai ik prayog kita. The next word is consideration. English. He showed consideration for her feelings. Punjabi. Asni ast vicharan nadi hayan rak. Breakdown. Asni. He, subject pronoun, plus, has, present tense marker. Ast. Her, possessive pronoun, singular feminine. Vicharan. Feelings, plural noun, masculine. Na. Of, possessive particle, masculine. Dhyan. Consideration, noun, masculine. Rak. Kept, past participle, denoting action in the past. Key concepts, possessive pronouns. Ast. Is a possessive pronoun, which indicates possession, belonging to someone. Possessive particle. Na. Is a possessive particle, which connects a noun with its possessor. Past participle. Rak. Is a past participle, indicating a completed action. English. He showed consideration for her feelings. Punjabi. Asni ast vicharan nadi hayan rak. The next word is strange. English. This is a strange book. Punjabi. A kitab ajeeb hai. Breakdown. A. This, demonstrative pronoun. Kitab. Book. Ajeeb. Strange. Hai. Is, copula, marks present tense. Key concepts. Demonstrative pronouns. A. Is a demonstrative pronoun, used to point out something specific. A. Is used for singular and plural, masculine and feminine. Copula. Hai. Is a copula, a verb that links a subject to a predicate. Hai. Is the most common form of the copula, used in the present tense. English. This is a strange book. Punjabi. A kitab ajeeb hai. The next word is code. English. The code for the lock is written on the back of the key. Punjabi. Dale da code chabi de pichale pase likhya hoya hai. Breakdown. Dale. Da. The locks, possessive particle, da, is used to connect, tail, and, cod. Cord. Code. Chabi. Key. De. Of the, possessive particle, the, connects, chabai, and, pitchel pace. Pitchely. Back, the back of the key. Passy. Side. Likia. Written, past tense of, likna, to write. Hoia. Is, past tense of, hona, to be. This is used to indicate a completed action. Key concepts. Possessive particles. The and the are crucial for showing possession. Past tense. Likia and hoia convey actions that have already happened. Word order. Punjabi has a flexible word order, but this sentence follows the common subject-verb-object structure. English. The code for the lock is written on the back of the key. Punjabi. Dali da kod chabi de pichale pasi likhiya hoiya hai. The next word is possibly. English. He might possibly come to the party. Punjabi. Ho sakda hai ki uh party de aave. Breakdown. Ho. Ho is the verb, to be, in the present tense, functioning as a helping verb in this sentence. Sakda hai. Sakda hai means may or might and is used to express possibility. Ki. Kai, a conjunction that introduces a dependent clause, similar to that in English. Uh. A pronoun meaning he. Party. Party, noun meaning party. De. T, preposition meaning on or at. Ave. Av, verb, to come, in the subjunctive mood, indicating possibility. This sentence uses the subjunctive mood in Punjabi to convey the idea of possibility. The subjunctive mood is used to express a wish, a possibility, or a hypothetical situation. In this case, the subjunctive mood is used to convey the possibility that he might come to the party. Translation. He might possibly come to the party. The next word is help. English. He helped me with my homework. Punjabi. Usne meri homework vich madad kiti. Breakdown. Usne. He/she/it, third person singular, masculine, past tense. The. Ne. At the end is a marker of the subject being masculine, and in the past tense. Meri. My, possessive adjective. Feminine singular. The. Bihari. At the end is a marker for feminine singular. Since. Homework. Is feminine, the possessive adjective is also feminine. Homework. Homework, feminine noun. Vich. In, preposition. Madad. Help, feminine noun. Kiti. Did, verb, past tense, feminine singular. The. Bihari. At the end is a marker for feminine singular past tense. Key concepts. Punjabi uses postpositions instead of prepositions like English. The. Vich. Is an example. Punjabi uses gendered grammar. The verb conjugation will change to reflect the gender of the subject and the object. For example, if the sentence was, she helped me, then Kiti would be changed to Kiti. Because the subject, she, is feminine. Punjabi also uses different word order than English. For example, the object of the verb homework comes before the verb kiti. Always remember to include ne at the end of the subject, if it is in the past tense, and masculine. English. He helped me with my homework. Punjabi. Usne meri homework vich madad ki thi. The next word is accident. English. The car had an accident. Punjabi. Gaddi da hadasa ho gaya. Breakdown. Gaddi. Gaddi means car. Da. Da is a possessive particle, indicating that the accident belongs to the car. Hadasa. Hadasa means accident. Ho gaya. Hogaya is a past tense verb phrase meaning happened or occurred. Key concept. The sentence uses the possessive particle. The. To connect the car to the accident, emphasizing that the accident happened to the car. The next word is impossible. English. This is impossible. Punjabi. AR some have high. Breakdown. A. This demonstrative pronoun. It can refer to something near or far, but in this sentence is pointing at the statement, impossible. Awesome have. Impossible, adjective. High. Is, verb. This sentence uses the simple present tense of, to be. It is important to remember that the Punjabi language often uses a different structure than English. For example, the word order of subject-verb-object in English is often reversed in Punjabi.